Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Warriors by 14. Here's Melton on the handoff to Richard. McGee controlling up top, driving on reach, slips, comes back up with a basketball, left open, goes to the corner. Richard catches two corners. Three is good! 78-61. Richard, two threes in the third. So again, at 8:30 Central Time tomorrow, Will Richard making his way over to us right now. And Will Richard has the headset on, joined by Kevin Danny here on Warriors Radio. Will, congrats on the win. How about the defense tonight? Let's start there. You guys forced 26 turnovers in this game. What did that take?
Yeah, we were locked in on our spot. I feel like our attention and detail was very good tonight. We knew what we had to come in and do, and we set our coverages, so it helped us a lot.
It certainly did. How did the delayment of the game by a day, the postponement, how did that affect kind of the preparation for this game?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of worked out for us. We had an extra day to prep for a team like the Timberwolves. You know, they're a great team. So it gave us some extra time to get what we needed to in the scout.
Stephen Curry is now top 20 all-time in scoring in NBA history. He had 26 today. What has it been like for you as a rookie to learn from Stephen? What did you see from him tonight?
Yeah, it's been a blessing. I mean, that's the perfect vet for me, being able to learn and watch him every day. I mean, he's a perfect opportunity of a player and a person in general. So it's been great. I mean, we expect that from him every night, and he's done a great job doing that for us.
And we will get you out of here on this. You play this team tomorrow night. What can you replicate from this game to try to get the sweep?
The same attention to detail, definitely having energy from the jump, and not falling into the back-to-back. We know we got to come out here and do the same thing tomorrow night.
Will, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, that is Will Richard joining us after the 111-85 win over Minnesota. Well, the good times certainly didn't fade away on the floor for Golden State in this one as they come up 111-85 winners over Minnesota here on this Sunday afternoon / evening affair from Target Center. The Warriors improved to 26-21. The Wolves dropped to 27-19. Kevin Dana here with you on 95.7. The game, the Warriors just from the jump, the defensive effort was apparent. They limit Minnesota to just 38% shooting. They force a season-high 26 turnovers that led to 25 Warriors points, and they, after the Timberwolves, they looked like they went into the half with all the momentum. They ended the half on a 10-0 run to cut the Warriors' lead to just one. And then the Warriors out the gates, 38-17 third quarter, and did not look back from there. Just an incredible, incredible performance from the Warriors right when they needed it. They had lost their first two games after Jimmy Butler was officially ruled out with a torn ACL. You give up 145 to Toronto. You give up 123 to Dallas, but just 85 to a Minnesota team that had all of their top players ready to go in this one. Just a really impressive defensive performance from Golden State and a hard-earned victory. They'll try to get the sweep tomorrow night. Steph certainly went places with 26 points, 7 assists, 4 steals. Wasn't super efficient tonight, 3 of 10 from deep, 7 of 18 from the field, but did hit all 9 of his free throws and only turned it over 2 times. And speaking of turnovers, the Warriors only turned it over 12 times as a team. That was really impressive. They were plus 12 in points off turnovers and committed 14 fewer turnovers to win by 26 despite only shooting 42% from the field as a team and 31% from downtown, just 16 of 51. They shot 51 threes and 44 twos in this ball game. Well, after the game today, you can listen to tonight's post-game press conference with Coach Kerr, which is brought to you by Kia, official vehicle partner of the Golden State Warriors. I'll be coming up shortly. Steve Kerr will be meeting with reporters, and he'll probably be in a good mood from a basketball perspective with how this one turned out. Again, they got to do it again tomorrow night. It's a four-game road trip. 2-2 would be great, for sure. You would take that after losing in Dallas. But you got a chance to get greedy here. And then you finish with a Utah team that doesn't always try to win every game considering their draft capital and where they are in the standings at 15-31. Though I imagine they'll get up to play the Warriors, and they'll have to watch out for Keontae George, who has been stellar. The Warriors defeated the Utah Jazz at home on January 3rd, 123-114. Wasn't the easiest game. So, you know, the Jazz, they're an improving bunch. They've got a lot of good young players. That's how they will finish up the road trip. And tomorrow night, Tim Roy returns to radio. Bob Fitzgerald back on TV. 6 p.m. airtime, 6:30 p.m. tip time here from Minneapolis on 95.7 The Game. Then the road trip wraps up in Salt Lake City Wednesday, January 28th, 5:30 on the air, 6 p.m. tip time here on 95.7. Warriors come home to take on the Detroit Pistons, 6:30 p.m. on the air, 7 p.m. tip time with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. Then Tuesday, February 3rd, taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, 6:30 p.m. on the air, 7 p.m. tip time. That is Black History Month. And then February 5th, Warriors back on the road at four others to get through before that one. So Warriors got to feel a little better about things. Of course, not having Jimmy Butler hurts. We don't know when Jonathan Kuminga will be back. But 26-21 now, you stem the tide. They were 8-14 on the road, so they get their ninth road win of the season. Improved to 9-14 on the road. Do it again here tomorrow night. That game will be televised on Peacock, but again, you can listen to it right here on 95.7 The Game. And All-Star break not too far away. It's about 3 weeks away from now, so get a few more games in the books, rest up a little bit, and make that final push, see what kind of a playoff position the Warriors can come up with here. So that is what is coming up here for the Warriors, and